ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Champu, chapter 8, Binding Krishna. This describes how a very talented poet, his name is Snigdhakanta, the one who has a very soft throat. Goes early in the morning to the assembly hall of Nanda Maharaj and there speaks about Krishna's pastimes to a packed assembly of Vrishabhanu, of Vrajavasis. So, it describes that once at the beginning of Kartik month, Yashoda saw that Krishna was sleeping. She saw that her beautiful blue lotus eyes were closed and she became very happy. And as little Krishna was sleeping, Mother Yashoda leaned over and took her hand and just stroked him a little affectionately, just very gently. Then she left the sleeping room of Krishna, but she had to turn again and again back because she could not bring herself away from Krishna. So she quickly, when she was outside, she took her clothes and brought it a little up to do her household work. It's just like when one of us does work or yoga or anything, you take the dhoti a little up so that you can walk more. So she took her cloth up. And as it was early in the morning, she began churning yogurt. Now that day was a special day because Mother Rohini and also Balaram were not there. They had gone early in the morning on a chariot to the house of Upananda because Upananda, this is one of the brothers of Nanda Maharaj, had extended a very special invitation to Rohini and Balaram. So in the household of Yashoda, everything was very busy on that day because the affectionate servants were preparing the great festival of Indra, which was respected by all people. The servant ladies did their jobs and Yashoda was carefully engaged in churning yogurt, making it into butter, or ghee actually, and she was singing. And as she was singing, she started to think, Krishna's unusually late today. Why is he so late? So she came back to Krishna in the room and was singing directly to him, just because she was worried. He's 2.5 years old at that time, I believe it was something like this. And he says, so late. What Yashoda does not know is a special feature of Krishna. Mother Yashoda experiences Krishna as a small boy, and she experiences him as a small boy eternally. She always enjoys the pleasure of motherhood in Golok Vrindavan. Now Krishna, at the same time as he is a young boy a small boy, a shishu for Yashoda, at the same time, simultaneously, he is a young romantic lover for Radha and the gopis. So of course he comes back late in the night and therefore is quite tired and sleeps late. So Mother Yashoda now sings while looking at her darling boy's face. Sukadev Goswami has said, one day when Mother Yashoda saw that all the maidservants were engaged in other household affairs, she personally began to churn the yogurt. While churning, she remembered the childish activities of Krishna, and in her own way, she composed songs and enjoyed singing to herself about all those activities. Prabhupada comments on this verse. He says that when we do our other things, we should sing about Krishna, either the Hare Krishna mantra or Yashomati Nandana. So how did Mother Yashoda look like? Well, she had a belt which was shining with jewels on her blue swaying cloth, and was decorated with attractive jingling bells. So it made quite some sound. She churned the yogurt with her two hands repeatedly while looking at the face of her son, who was just beginning to open his eyes. Is described when Krishna is so tired and opens his eyes, the eyes roll a little and they don't focus at the very beginning. So this is what she's saying. Oh my darling boy, you are the Tilak of the family of Nanda. You are living in Braj. Since the people here have done hundreds of pious acts, you have given them great happiness. Seeing your actions, the eyes become joyful. This is also what we sing every evening in Kartik. Krishna merges the residents of Vrindavan in pools, means little lakes of ecstasy by his pastimes. He shows that he is reciprocating with his devotees. So then she sings about different pastimes, how Krishna killed Putana, how he was overturning the cart, how the Lord was brought back after killing the whirlwind demon, you know, Trinavata, fell right from the sky, the Lord was holding his neck, and he smashed his head on a large stone, but Krishna landed very peacefully. She's saying how Krishna crawls in the beautiful eyed, and she remembers how Krishna looks so attractive when he walks behind the calves and grabs the calf's tail. They start running and pull him. Then how he argues for fun with the elders, And she ends her song by saying, "Oh Krishna, always give happiness to me, your mother. Stay in this house always. Please don't go." And finally she remembers, "Yeah, my boy is special. One day he caused me astonishment by showing the entire universe within his mouth. May your body remain without old age and death," she prays to Krishna, "and become the cause of joy by worshipping the Lord." So Mother Yashoda says something very wise. When you worship the Lord, your body remains without old age, disease, and death. Today, Atul Krishna shared with me a yoga secret that it is actually the mind which controls the prana. And when you have a happy mind, you will feel a very general sense of health. Have you noted? All around health. Prana flows unobstructed. But when something is on your mind, then this is not so so easy to stay healthy. Therefore, so what does this mean when you worship the Lord? You can do it in two ways. You can do your kartik vrata in two ways: as a duty, something that needs to be done, or as a loving offering to Krishna. If you do the second, that is, you have some bhava, some devotional mood in your activities, then it is very, very nice. Then the health will be very nice. You will be effulgent, you will gleam. I think during the kartik time, there is always some unknown law going on. I see that one of you is going already through it. You know, when we go for kartik at a holy place like Radhakund, we leave our ordinary life behind, even our life in Vrindavan town, with all the many people, the sense of being in a community of devotees, you know, that is important for us as human beings, to be feeling part of a greater community that nourishes and loves us. So we leave that behind, and now we have left our life, or some of you had a very independent life all year, so you leave that behind and you are now totally in service. However, because you are not yet in the state of Krishna consciousness, you are not here and you are not there. And that is highly uncomfortable. That is described in psychology as the liminal space, or the in-between state. You're not here, you're not there. In spiritual philosophy, it is called the waiting room of God. You're sitting there and you have pain, and but the doctor's door is still closed. He does not see you. He doesn't have no time for you. It seems he doesn't have time for you. Not yet. No? So this is the state where all spiritual growth can take place. If we are not in our old mindset, in our old habits, and when we are not yet there, the only thing that we can do is to grow. And I give you a little tip. You can grow very easily if you have some faith that Krishna or Radha have brought me so far. I've been so often on this threshold. What is the Russian word for threshold?
Musa.
What?
Musa.
Musa. I have been so often on this threshold now. Yeah, I'm not here, not there. Yeah, it's in it's a little bit. Yeah, when you have to cross over it to enter a room. So there you have to be a little bit faithful. Sometimes you may need to reveal your mind in confidence. I'm experiencing this. What can be said from the spiritual perspective? And then, yeah, there's a chance. I was thinking about this when Mother Yashoda blessed her little boy. May your body remain without old age and death. By worshipping the Lord. That will only happen if you worship with some faith, some bhava. Now when Mother Yashoda said this, the ocean of beauty woke up. That's amazing how an ocean wakes up and immediately began crying. Getting up, he somehow went to his mother. His mother saw Krishna like this. He was breathing heavily. He was bending his lips. He was rubbing his eye. He cried, "Mother, mother!" And hearing the sound of churning, he walked on faltering feet. His feet were not very stable to his mother. So apparently Mother Yashoda had done the churning of the butter nearby, and she had looked from time to time. Is he up? Is he waking up? So now when Krishna stopped, when Krishna saw that Mother Yashoda was so busy churning, he took his little hands and caught the rope so that the churning could not go on. Mother Yashoda felt immediately great love and care and started to breastfeed the little boy. When the milk flowed from Yashoda like monsoon rains, Krishna was like a Chataka bird drinking those showers. When Krishna had only half finished drinking, Yashoda was thinking that the milk in the next room may be boiling over. So she put Krishna down and went to the other room, thinking that she may drop him. She was thinking, if I have him on my hip as I run over to the other room, I might drop him because I'm moving so fast. So this is a great philosophical problem. Madhukanta asked, you remember his brother was saying this, how could this happen? How could she think of leaving her son who was becoming thin from hunger? Since she is the spotless example of love for her child. So we will continue tomorrow when this question is answered by Snik.